Michael Bisping.
Yes.
I gotta start the show. So come on, here we go. I gotta make it, gotta make it, gotta make it through. Yeah, I gotta start the show. I gotta start the show. I gotta start today's morning show.
Studs. Studs.
It is Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Every night, right after Tom Likas, all we ask is for 3 hours a night. Filling in, as she has for the last two evenings, is slammin' Sammy Phillips. Tim Conway Jr., after a very nice phone conversation that he and I had last night, will be back on Monday.
Oh, good. I was expecting that. How's his vacation?
Vacation has... he'll tell more about it when he gets back here to 97.1 Free FM, but I think, thank you, Tom. He's had a nice vacation.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Tom, how was your Christmas vacation? Was it nice?
Yes.
It was. Did you have wine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about some lamb?
Yes.
Good. Travel to Europe?
Yes.
Very good. So anyway, that was, that's what's been going on.
Wow. It's a lot of vacation.
It's a lot of vacation. But he's coming home. And you've done a phenomenal job, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Witty.
And we have a big show tonight, and of course, open phones, man. Totally wide open telephones, man, at 10 o'clock, man. I said it.
Okay, so last night you brought up something.
Yes, I did. Brought up a lot of things last night.
Actually, you were on fire last night, really.
Stop it.
You're on fire every night.
Have you noticed?
That you've shaved yourself?
Yes, has that been noted by anyone?
But there's patches of hair.
Because
were you not looking when you did it?
Right, but I'm pretty shaved. But this is shaved, yeah.
Yeah, you made your point.
Got it.
It looks good.
Thank you, baby.
Did you do that for Gina Grad? Because she kind of remarked that.
Can you turn the lights down in here, please?
Yeah, it is a little bright, and I feel very hot. I want to take off all my clothes.
Yeah, I'm like schwitzing in here.
Okay.
Can you hit those two lights? Turn those two lights down, baby. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Much better.
We're dancing in the dark. Dancing in the dark, Jerry.
Taking off the top.
Right, man. Okay. All right, so yesterday I mentioned, we were talking about your campaign when you were like 18 years old for Jordache jeans.
Yes.
And I said to you on the air, very delicately, because I didn't want to offend you, but I said to you, Sam, there's no doubt that you were hotter than you are 20 years later. And I tried to be nice about it, basically saying when you were 18 or 20, you had to be hotter than you are sitting here at 41, as beautiful as you are sitting here at 41.
Okay, like a fine wine, I feel that with age, I've gotten better.
Well, I think maybe for some women that's true.
Well, for me, in the case of me, Sam Phillips, it is true. And I know there's many women out there.
All right, you have a portfolio. Before we get to these photographs, guys, has your wife gotten hotter with age? And you can't call if she's sitting next to you. If you call and I hear her voice next to you in the car, I'm going to hang up on you and call you an a-hole.
Oh, come on. I think that's sweet.
No, then he's BSing me. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. For example, you met your wife at 18 in high school or college, and now she's 35. Is she hotter now than she was, or is it mathematically impossible?
It is not mathematically impossible. Well, there are genetic freaks out there.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is it mathematically possible for a woman at 55? No? Let me do you one better.
55 is the new 45.
Is it mathematically possible for a woman at 60 to be hotter than she was at 20? Is that mathematically possible, Sam Phillips?
I don't know, but I'd love to hear from someone who thinks so.
No, I want an answer out of you since you're avoiding this question.
I'm trying to think of someone who's 60 and someone who's 20 and then comparing the two. Who's 60?
No, same person. Is it mathematically possible?
Okay, give me somebody who's 60 right now that's hot, like an Anne Margaret or something.
Like Sophia Loren's hot still, I guess. Not really. She's an old lady, but was hot. But that's the point. You can't think of anyone because there isn't anyone.
That's not true. I don't think that's the case. I don't.
Now, some guys will say, hey, Conway Whitman, hey, love you, Sam. My wife's hotter because she's a great mom, and I'm actually functionally retarded. I don't want calls like that. you know, that
I think as you get older, you care more about your appearance.
Right.
But you work out. Okay. You eat healthy.
Fine.
You don't care about that crap when you're younger.
Fine. But I don't want to hear she's hotter because I'm more in love with her. I don't want to hear she's hotter because I know her better. I don't want to hear she's hotter because she takes care of my children. And
but
she's
that can make somebody hot.
No.
Why not?
Because this is not the topic. I'm going to throw this pen at you.
Ooh, that's hot. Promise. I like when you get all fired up like that. Get closer to me.
Here's what it is. Physically. I'm talking physically.
Come on.
Guys, and I'm about to look at these pictures, 20 years of pictures of Sam Phillips in a portfolio, by the way, which looks like it was has more dust on it. It looks like it.
You a-hole.
It looks like it was one of the remains of the Titanic.
That
somebody swam down there and found this portfolio and they swam up with it.
I did dig it out of a, you know, shelf.
So we'd like to know. So, you know, you met, how about this, guys? You met your wife at 25. You met your wife at 30. And now she's 45 and she's hotter now?
Yes, it's possible. It is mathematically possible. I know many women who look better now than they did 20 years ago.
And if chicks want to chime in, I'd love an honest chick who could just, you know, obviously Sam's not being honest with me. I would love an honest chick to just say,
you're very rude.
Hi, Conway and Whitman and Sam. I'm 45, and there's just no effing way I'm as hot as I was at 25. Thanks. Love the show. Bye-bye.
That's the one chick in L.A.
No. I'd love to hear,
there's one.
I'd love to hear a chick that honest. All right, let's look at these pictures.
Okay, so I'm going to show you a picture of me. Since you seem to think that 18 was my golden year, the best year of my life, I've never looked hotter than I did when I was 18, as per Brian Whitman. So I picked...
First photo, please.
Okay, just chill out. I'm setting it up. You said I was a Jordache girl, so I'm showing you the Jordache pictures. This is two of many from the Jordache campaigns that I did in 1984 and 85.
Right, and you were how old before I looked?
I'm 41, gonna be 42 tomorrow. I don't know math. I only went to ninth grade.
84, 94, 24, 21. 22 years ago. Are you going to be what tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, 42 in February.
22, carry the 1, 31, 21. You were 19.
I guess so.
Okay.
18.
All right.
Close enough.
All right. Sammy, man. Oh, look at that ass.
Not bad, huh?
No, not bad at all. That's not you with this dude.
Yes, it is. I banged that dude, too. I used to bang all the dudes I modeled with, by the way. How do you think I got up to 500?
This is a picture of Sam Phillips with her eyes closed. In this one, you have your eyes closed.
Mm.
And it's the Jordache look, and it's from a magazine.
Yes, it is.
And
do you want to see the billboard?
Well, easy. Let me take a look at your ass here. Oh, look at that. It's totally 80s. I mean, it's totally 80s.
Yes, it is.
What's that glove thing that look like where there's you're wearing the glove? But
the bicycle glove with the fingers missing?
Right, but it's not a bicycle glove. It's just like a glove you'd wear in the winter.
Yeah. Well, that was the Jordache look, my friend. The new Jordache look.
And not now, by the way, you here are even hotter with the short haircut.
And I'm naked underneath that blanket. He's wearing the Jordache underwear. I was a prop.
By the way, stuffed, right?
No, that was him. Trust me. I banged him.
All right. Got that the first time.
Just wanting to make sure you heard me.
Yeah, you're really hot here.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, and I'm going to make a judgment right now.
Okay, no, wait. Let me just show you the...
Wow, look at it. 20-year-old pictures of Sam Phillips when she was modeling.
Look, boobs. No boobs.
That's you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but real cutesy. Look at that ass. But wait, hold on. Look at your ass.
I know.
Look. I'm proving the point to the audience that I made last night that Sam 20 years ago was hotter than she is now. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at you right now. You're beautiful. But, sweetheart, in this picture, look at that. You're hotter here. At 19, you were hotter.
That, you know what? You go on and on and on.
Did you bang this guy, too, in this one?
No. I think he was gay.
Yeah, I think he is.
Those were the billboards that were outside of every event of the 1984 Olympics right here in Los Angeles.
Oh, you look so cute.
Jordache was a sponsor. I was a Jordache girl.
You look so cute. The new Jordache.
I can't wait for you to eat your words.
The new Jordache look.
Keep going, buddy.
And now here's another.
That was from 17 magazine. Yeah.
That's you like in almost like a prom dress.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you bang him?
No, didn't know that guy very well.
He might have been gay.
Maybe. Okay, so now.
Oh, now that's cute. Okay.
All right. Now, you've made your point with the 18-year-old me. I'm hot. I recognize that fact.
Wow, look at you here. You look like a bad little girl.
Now I'm going to blow your mind. Here, wait.
Wow.
Look.
You guys got to look at these pictures. Oh, Sammy.
Look how cute.
Oh, yeah. Look at you jumping up in the air there for Macy's.
Very cute, right?
Yeah, very cute and very hot. And again, and how about this? This is you.
Yeah.
That's,
from Elle Magazine.
Yeah. That's smoking hot.
Okay, so I was like...
By the way, baby.
Yeah.
You ain't that hot anymore.
Wow. Okay. Be prepared. Be prepared to eat your words because
I'm
going to show you...
I'm just telling you what I said last night is true, and thanks for proving it by bringing in these pictures. And I'm not being mean or
That's
rude.
The first set of pictures. Those are when I was 18, 19.
Okay, let's look at category two. You're how old in category
this
two?
This is the penthouse era.
So I'll see you.
This is 1993.
Okay, so this is 28. This is 10 years later.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Jerry,
ready?
Not now, Jerry. We're doing a show.
Close
the book. Jerry. Jerry.
Get away, Jerry. He's like a hawk.
I have to look back at these pictures.
He's like a hawk. Look at him. He's like a fly on poo.
Jerry, get out of here.
Oh, my God. He's hovering.
I want to see the pictures.
On a break, buddy.
On a break, you idiot.
Jeez Louise. I mean, they're running in here.
What an idiot. I mean, because...
You're really selling those photos. People are just running into the studio.
Doesn't he think I might have to, like, look back, reflect back, you know, have these here as a resource?
Maybe, but he's not thinking that far ahead.
He's a nut.
He's not thinking that far ahead where you think back.
Category two, this is 10 years after these pictures, so this is 1993-ish.
Yes. The penthouse era.
And we established...
June of 1993.
Okay, so we established that you're about 28 at that point.
Yes.
Because that was 20. Yeah. That was 14 years ago.
Yeah, that's good enough.
All right. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So you think I was hotter at 18 than now? We're going to progressively show you.
There might be a point in between where you're hotter. Now you.
Oh,
might...
like this is the arc. The penthouse era is like the curve.
It's the arc. The apex.
You are.
But no, I'm being.
You know what?
It might be the apex. You might be showing me the apex. That's it. And I might be looking right now, which I am, at a very beautiful, sophisticated, talented young woman who is just not at the arc.
You know what? That's so rude. Now but he's coming in here.
Get out of here.
I got to see these pictures.
No, get out of here.
Get out.
During a break.
No.
During a break.
No, do not touch my pictures.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
Porno
Holy
freak.
Crap, Sammy.
Get out. Here, look.
Show them to me.
Oh, boy.
See? Nice. Okay, so... If you agree that these photos in my hand from the penthouse era are hotter than those 18-year-old photos, I still win this argument because you're trying to say...
If you don't show me these pictures, I'm going to go home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Definitely hotter than what you showed me before. This is the arc. The arc?
Yeah, the arc.
All right. Give me time with it, please.
Look.
Oh, Sam.
18 different foreign countries, covers
Sammy.
And centerfolds, penthouse magazine. You're looking at a slew of covers.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is the hottest. And there you're on the cover.
That was my cover, the U.S. cover.
Well, I got to bang you more.
You're speechless. Now, you're going to tell me Gina Grad just walked into the room.
Look at this. Look at that beautiful.
Oh, my
God. Okay, now, Gina.
What are you, a dude?
I can't.
Look, this is me at 18.
You are smoking hot.
But then that's me.
Sam, look at this shot.
I know.
Yes.
I'm proving my point. I am proving my point.
You look like Samantha Mathis.
Ooh, thank you. I used to get Elle McPherson, but I'll take Samantha Mathis.
Oh, look at this now.
I like this one. Right here. What's that say?
No, I can't.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Oh, you yeah. can.
Samantha says, come test my mattress.
Yeah, that was the cover of Forum. Okay, so now...
All right, Sam, comment.
Okay, wait.
You're definitely at this age, 28. I don't know if it's the pictures or... Is that it?
There's more, but yeah.
Oh, here something's happening to you here. You're not alone in this picture. There's somebody I don't see off camera here.
No, that's a still from probably one of the penthouse videos.
Okay, stop going
through the photos. There's enough. You get it. That's the Greek issue.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, that's the Greek issue?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
It's Greece.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Nice nips.
Nice nips.
All right.
Jerry, nice nips. Be great if you pay attention, Jerry. Thanks.
Okay, so now, I knew you were going to think these were the hottest.
They are.
So I want to prove my point even further by saying that today, I'm still hotter than these photos. I did a photo shoot today with my best friend, Dimitri Halkidis, that you can see his work at DimitriPhotography.com, actually.
Right.
He did a session with me. Mm-hmm. I was fully naked because I wanted to, I knew you were going to compare the penthouse me to the now me. Mm-hmm. I knew that you were just going to drop the whole 18-year-old thing. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're asking guys, is your wife hotter than when you met her? Like, for example, did you meet her at 18 and she was hot and now she's 40 and she's hotter? Not possible.
That is possible.
I'll tell you what is possible here, though. In these first DoorDash pictures, you're 18.
Yes.
However, you have clothing on. You're not, if in those pictures you were in negligee and lingerie and all of that, like you are in the penthouse pictures, maybe you would be, maybe I would think.
I could find some half-naked shot in here at 18.
Show me what you did today.
Okay. Ready?
Yes. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Is your chick hotter now, like at 40, than she was at 20? Or maybe you're a dude who's into cougars. Maybe you're like a, you know, a 20-year-old guy and you're into like 40-year-old chicks.
I'm telling you, we get better like wine with time.
Oh, this is very, very, very pretty.
Okay, that wasn't the response I was looking for.
This is very hot.
What? No, you can tell you're lying. This is very hot. Your voice went up.
This is very hot. You're like leaning on a bar stool and you're wearing, you know, boots.
I put on my boots for you.
And your hair is down and combed and brushed out and all.
I had someone do me up for you.
It's very sexy.
That's the response I get? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just telling you, it's very sexy.
Are you getting me back from last night because I said you?
No, I'm telling you,
heavy.
This is a very sexy picture.
Okay, which one is better?
The penthouse pictures are the best.
What?
Oh my gosh!
But Sam, I love you. But this picture that you took today, is sexy, and guys would want to bang you if they saw this picture.
You don't think my body looks better today than it did then? I was like 10 pounds heavier then.
Sam, here's what I'm saying to you.
What?
If you want to hear the truth,
oh boy,
you want answers.
Oh boy, Babu.
A guy would look at this picture right now and want to bang you.
I would hope so.
However, you're hotter in those pictures.
Well, because it was a professional. No, it's a professional makeup artist. I had lingerie on. I had hair.
Don't yell at me.
I had lighting. I had professionals around me. I just had Dimitri today. He couldn't do all the jobs.
Don't attack me.
I'm not.
I'm just giving my opinion as I'm paid to do.
You're comparing a full out photo shoot that took 7 days to something that me and Dimitri threw together today.
Well, this is what you've given me. What? For comparison's sake.
Well,
you gave this to me.
I know,
to
but
compare
I did
it to
I know,
those.
But I did the best that I could do. I mean, I would think at last minute that is the greatest S ever. Look at that.
It's,
buddy.
It's a hot ass. You have a hot ass here.
Look, and I, everything's hot about that photo.
Right. Well, you're hiding your breasts.
Well,
right. So, strike one.
You're
hiding
your breasts. The bottom of my breast is hanging out there.
It's very hot.
I had to lean on something. Where's my arm going to go?
Not as hot as the penthouse pictures. Have it back. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. I didn't do this to make you mad. I just did it to...
I can't believe... I thought you were going to have my back. I thought you were going to say that I'm way hotter now.
Do you really believe that this picture that we're looking at right now, the picture of you that you took today at 41 years old, do you really believe of the battery of photos that you and I have just looked at of your whole career from 18 to 28... to 42 years old, do you really believe, Sam, that that picture in your right hand that you took today is the hottest of all that we've seen?
Yes, I do, Brian Whitman. I do.
You're delusional because it's
not. No, I am not.
It's not.
Thanks, buddy. I know. I know next time that you're looking for a compliment, I know where you're not going to get it from me.
Brent in Riverside is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Brent.
Hi, how are you?
Good, buddy.
I was just listening. Absolutely love the show, by the way. Wanted to tell you that I met my wife when she was 18. She's turning 37 this year, and she is much hotter now than she was then.
All right. Why? And don't tell me because she's a great mother or because, you know, she's I know her better or I love her.
No, I'm talking about physical looks only. She is just in better shape. She mentally...
I'm not talking no mentals. No mentally.
No, but he's making a very good point.
No.
Now when you get older, you prepare yourself for age and you combat it.
No
so
mentally,
you look better.
No mentally, no emotionally. I'm talking about physically. Those tiots, that ass, Brent, give it to me straight.
She had a boob job.
All right.
And so her breasts are in a much better place and shape.
How's that ass? How's that ass?
Very, very. She has held together better than I ever expected. Better than I could ever dream.
Better than super glue. I'm telling you, a lot of women get better with time.
Now,
wine.
Let me ask you this, Brent in Riverside. She's 37 now.
She's turning 37 this year.
Okay, she's 18. Right, it's the beginning of the year. Everybody's waiting for their birthday now, I guess. So you met her at 18. She's 37 now. What are you thinking you're going to be looking at 47?
I don't know. I can only imagine, but...
Right. Well, imagine out loud. And go ahead and imagine.
I think she will continue on her quest for greatness.
Right. You cross.
Aww, I like you, buddy.
You crossing your fingers, dude?
I'm definitely crossing my fingers.
If I have a question.
Apart, I'm going to be disappointed.
Right. Well, okay.
Wait. Let me ask Brent one question. How does her mother look? Because that's a great judge of telling how your chick is going to look when she gets older. If the mom's hot, your chick's going to be hot. Is the mom hot?
Hopefully she does not hear this. Her mother is not attractive.
There you go. Thanks for the call, buddy. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Craig in Corona is on Free FM. Is your wife hotter 20 years after you've met her?
It hasn't been quite 20 years, but she is hotter about 9 and a half, going on 10 years later.
How old is she now, dude?
She right now is 28.
You're telling me she's hotter at 28 than she was at 20?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Now,
I got her right at about 18, 19 years old. She was hot then.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you a question, dude. When she was 18 and 19,
yes, sir.
Did she dress up and put on lingerie and sexy outfits and stuff like that? Did you see that body in risque outfits at 18, 19?
I saw the body in the risqueest of outfits, the naked one, when she was a lot younger. And then as we kind of matured and got older, she started dealing with the lingerie and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, because sometimes I'm telling you the lingerie is, you know, a chick is hotter in that than she is totally nude.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole thrill of unwrapping that. You know what I mean?
Right. So I'm asking you, Craig, did you have the thrill of unwrapping that when she was 18 or 19?
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right. So 10 years later, she's hotter.
That's what the man keeps telling you. It's possible. Look at my 18-year-old photos and my 28-year-old photos.
You are taking this so personally, Sam. I can't believe
how personal.
Look,
I've even lined
them
up. Look, era by era, and you're going to tell me that middle one is better than the left one? Come on, buddy. Look.
Sam, here's what I'm going to tell you, and I want you to listen.
Look, face looks better.
I want you.
Body looks better.
The body does not look better, Sam.
What? What?
Sam, I'm just being honest with you because I love you, and you know I love you. But I have to tell you something. And you have to either
accept it
or not accept it. It's your choice.
Or reject it.
It's just me. Who gives an F what I think?
I respect your opinion.
Okay. Then if you respect it, hear it out. This picture of you at 28 in Penthouse, you know, wearing all the lingerie and all of that sexy stuff, you are definitely hotter at 28 years old in 1993 in these photos than you are in this picture you brought in.
Oh, my God. You can't even say the word. It's like picture.
In this picture that you brought in tonight of you naked this afternoon. You're still beautiful. You're just, you know, in this picture, you're 28.
I'm not.
And in this picture, you're 40.
Well, I'm not. No.
Okay, well, that's the problem with chicks. Okay, then refuse all you want. You know what? Refuse, and just shut it down.
See? What are you, used to that? Look at you getting all sensitive. Ooh, refuse, and shut it down.
It's Conway and Whitman filling in for Tim Conway Jr., Slamming Sammy Phillips. I'm Brian Whitman. 520-9710, 888-520-9710 on 97.1 Free FM.